we are up to the last line. Rabbi Bo darshan about the three kings who don't have chelik leilam haba. Cholos, he got sick. Kibbal aleid lo yidarish, accepted upon himself that he won't say a drash about it. Kibbal nisach, when he got healed, hadar kedarish, he went back and darshan. Amr day kibbal talog lo yidarishes bu, didn't you accept upon yourself not to darshan? Amr inu mi hadri behud ano hadabi, did they change their mind? Did they ever do tshuva that I should not darshan about them? They didn't change their ways, I'm not changing my way. Ravashi uki shleishim alochem. Ravashi was up to the Mishnah to discuss the three kings. Amr he said, l'mocha tomorrow, niftach b'chavrim, we'll start talking about our friend. Asa Menashe, chazle b'chom, and Menashe shows up in the dream. Amr chavrach b'chavr d'avach kashalom, you call me your friend and your father's friend, mehecha b'ay from Mishra Amaitzi. You think you know how to learn like me? Tell me where a person should cut the Amaitzi. Amr le leidan, I don't know. You don't even know how to learn where to cut tamaiti. You call me your friend. Teach me where to cut tamaiti. And I will dash it in your name in the parrot in the shear. You do the hamaiti from where the bread bakes best or where it crusts first. If you're so smart, so my time to come, why did you serve a Vedizara? If you would have been there having the Shapula Glima, you would have picked up the bottom of your clothing, brought to some Sroy, and chased. The next day, we're going to start talking about our Rebbeya. Interesting. He did not talk about them. He did explain why they lost their Elamaba, but with a lot more respect. Achav. Achla Shemayim, woe to Shemayim, of Avedis Kuchav, but a father, a patron for Avedis Zara. Achla Shemayim, the Sif, Achla Tzara Yivolid, woe to the trouble that is born. Of Avedis Kuchav, the Sif, Karachim of Abona. V'ya Neku left to the Chatesh Yerav Menavat. His least thing was following Yerav Menavat. Am Rebechim and Kalush Osa Achav, Kachamur Shosa Yeravim. The light things that Achav does was equal to the strict things that Yeravim did. So why do we always blame Yerubim? He was the first one. It's like mounds on the furrows of the field. There was no furrow in Eretz Yisrael, so that Achav did not place an Avodah Zarah down there and bow to it. How do I know he doesn't get Elam? I will rip out, cut off for Achav those who put to the corners of their heart. The utzer, the azov, and I always forget what that means. Any help? Utzer, the azov.
Withheld, abandoned.
Withheld and abandoned by Yisrael. Utzer by the mazah, the azov by the mabah. Amr Rabbi Yechon said, Mazach, Amr Lamalchus, why was Amr Zechon Lamalchus, and Shahit from Kachach of Eretz Yisrael? He added a city in Eretz Yisrael. Shemer, Yikinasar Shemran, he bought Shemran, a Shemer from Shemer. The Kikrayim in Kesev with two kikar of silver. Even as the Hari built the mountain, he named it for the master of the city, he named it Shimran. Why did he get kingdom for 22 years? They should keep it as a Tyri honor Tyrim. She knit them called Bezaisis that was given in 22 letters. Shemar. He sent messengers to Achav, the king of Israel, to the city. And he said, your silver and gold is mine, your wives and children are mine. And then that he accepted. The next day he said, I will send my servants to you. They will search your house, the house of your servants. The desires of your heart, they'll take with their hands. What you had sent at first, as I could do. But Tavra said, this new addition of Machmed Enecha, the Yukhav Azos, I cannot do. My Machmed Enecha, what is it? The Gemara, Lav Sefer Torah, isn't it that he was Machabed the Sefer Torah and could not give it up? Does the Gemara know who Machabed is Gechab? Perhaps he didn't want to give up his Avedah Zara. The Gemara, what are you talking about? You can't say that. The Skadim, the Am said, Lysishma Vele Saiba. Don't listen to him. So obviously they wouldn't say, Skanim wouldn't say, don't give up your Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is almost Savi Defasava. Maybe they were Rishoyim old people, meaning low old people. And that was not such a good screenum. They were old people that were Rishov. It doesn't say everybody. The Epshil Habibayin Tzadiki. Amongst Kali Yisrael were Tzadikim. The Shaiti Yisrael Shiva Salafim. There were 7,000 people. Kalabikayim Ashulikar Lubal. The knees that did not bow down to Baal. The Kalabashulay Nashikloy in the mouth that hadn't kissed it. Doesn't come by Tamar of Nachman Achim Shakulayim. Acha was 50-50. Shenemak, as we find that it was difficult to get him to go war to get killed. Shenemak, Yemeshim Yifatis Acha, who will seduce Acha V'yavi from Ramaz Gilad? He should go fight and get killed in Ramaz Gilad. Now, this was an interesting thing. Acha had killed Nabais, had gotten Nabais killed. The Nabi had told him that his blood would be spilled in the field of Nabais. So he went to war. The war took place near the field of Nabais. He came back from war, died on the field of Nabais. So the nevuah was kept. So he had to go to a certain place to fight. So when he loses and he gets killed, his wagon comes back and his blood spills on the field of Nabais, like the Nabi had said would happen. There was nobody like Akiva who smacked Lazarus to rob Ein Hashem, sold himself to do bad in the eyes of Hashem. As he sat there, he says, "Zevel persuaded him." She gave weights of gold. You make him a 50-50. Akiva gave away his money. He gave people. He was willing to support people. Kipruloi Mechza forgave him half his Averis. This week we see two things. We saw the Kayach of supporting Torah and the Kayach of Achnasas Arkham. How Rishoim, big time Rishoim, benefit from the Gemara calls it Kipruloi Mechza. And by Micha, it kept him from being punished all those years because he did Achnasas Arkham. I will seduce him. I will become a spirit of falsehood in the mouth of his prophet. You'll seduce him. You'll be successful. Save our saints and go and do it. My ruach, what was this spirit? This was the spirit of the Nabis. Might say, I'm Ravina, save him from Kassi. Get out of my, sorry, you have a question?
Yeah. We're about to come up to Micha and talk to Mr. Orphan. We just left what was said to Zara. Chrisky hosting people engaged in a book, Zara. I understand that he went a little too far and he was showing the beauty of everything, but we say that he's punished because what happens to his descendants who are going to be exiled. We say that Micha has a share in the, at least retains a share of the world to come. Are these things inconsistent or consistent?
Micha does Achnasas Arkham to everybody. Right? He's an open house to everybody.
I thought he was actually promoting.
No. The Achnasas Arkham were two different facets of his lifestyle. His guest house was open to all. No questions asked. He wasn't promoting at the guest house. His guest house was open to every traveler, anybody that went by, to get a hot meal and a bed in his place.
There was some great positive
aspects
there.
Right. Chisio was being machnas, was not doing machnas orchim on a grand scale. I mean, he probably did, but I mean, he's not being mentioned here for that. He's being mentioned that he gave respect to these Ivdi Avedis Chavim and overdid it with them. Had the queen serve them, showed him his treasure houses. That was a time on him. He did not do this grand scale. Now, theoretically speaking, as Chizkiyo said, I have an open house. Anybody can come and eat. And in would have walked in some Ivdi Avedi Zara. And the queen who served everybody else would have served them also. I don't know what it would have been a time on him. His queen did not go out and pour everybody drinks every morning for breakfast. I don't think that was her role as queen. Here, the queen herself came out to serve drinks to Ivdi Avedis Chavim. She didn't do that on a morning basis to the. And it wasn't in his guest house where he got everybody. There's a special treatment accorded to them. and therefore that's why he's being blamed. Michal had an open house, no questions asked. It doesn't say anywhere that he used this guest house as a promo for his Avodah Zarah.
It just looked to me like the Gemara we just left was much more general statement about this one, or by him.
Invites an Eved Avodah Zarah to his house and pours them drinks, right? That was the Gemara. And serves them, causes exile to his kids. By him giving credence and respect to Eved Avodah Zarah, that does that. Micha was not promoting. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that he used that guest house as a promo. He used his guest house because he loved to do Achnas Tzarchim. That's the Gemara Vayter. Might say, I'm Ravina Tzemil Chitzasi. She can't see the Shkarm, the Yikil, and the one who speaks falsehood will not be established in front of my eyes. I'm Rav Abba, I'm into the Parakine, one who pays back his revenge. Machu Beisei, take revenge is great, but the person destroys his own house in his pursuit of revenge. Hayaz Achav, you know, the Chavetz Chaim at Ho Arichas, about people that get involved in an argument, that sometimes the argument becomes so irrational that people end up losing so much that they can't admit that they did wrong, or they don't want to throw in and say, forget it, I'll give up, because of this built-in desire to be exonerated and proven right, to be validated. And he says that even a guy can say, you know, his kids are dying. He keeps on going, you know what I mean? He's gonna prove himself right. There's this drive, human drive for validation, to prove himself right, that people do very ridiculous things. Parakine, but Machu Avesai. Vayas Achav is Asherah, Achav made Asherah, Vayas Achav last of Pachas Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Achav angered Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Mikol Malki Yisrael, Shari, Lepon of all the kings of Yisrael that were in front of him. Amr Rebbe Echim, Shekas of Adal, Su Shemram, he wrote in the doors of Shemram. Achav covered by Lekei Yisrael, Achav denied the existence of Hashem, Lefichach Ein Lechelik by Lekei Yisrael, he does not have a Chelik in the God of Yisrael. Vayavakish is Achaz Yovi Al Kedeyu. He was looking for Achaz Yovi and he killed him. And the problem is he wasn't killed in Shemran, so why is it telling us he was hiding in Shemran? Rav Levi, it's for something he did when he was hiding in Shemran. He was cutting out the name of Hashem, replacing them in the names of Avodah Zarah. Menashe, why is he called Menashe? Shenashe Koy, he forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Menashe, Shehinchi, as Yisrael, Avim, Shem, Shemayim, he caused Klai Yisrael to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Adonai asked him, how do I know he won't make it to Elam? Habu, Tuchsim, Beishtei, Masu, Shana, Masha, Mokoy, he was 12 years old when he became king, V'chamishim, V'chamim, Shana, Mokoy, V'chamim, he ruled for 55 years, V'yaz Asherah, Kash Osa, Acham, El, Kishro, he made an Asherah like Acham did. Ma Acham, Ein, Lechelik, V'Elam, Abba, Av Menashe, Ein, Lechelik, V'Elam, Abba. If you remember Menashe, yes, Mechelik v'el Mabosh, and Emar, they spell Menashe l'Hashem, v'yosilo, and Hashem accepted his tefillah. Amrei v'echon, shnei mikrech l'dorshu, they both darshan from the same pasuk. Shnemar, v'nesatim l'zav l'chomam l'chazaret, I will make them as a shutter to all the kingdoms of the world, v'glal Menashe v'chizkiyo, because of Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo. Mar sabit v'glal Menashe, shas a tshuva v'inu l'yavit, he did tshuva, they didn't, so therefore they're going to get punished. My son, Rabbi Menashe, though Rabbi Chuba didn't do an appropriate Chuba. I'm Rabbi Yechon Kalei, Rabbi Menashe, and the Chayyim of Abba. My Piyadem Shabali Chuba, he weakens the hands of the Bali Chuba. The Tanya Tanya Mekam, Rabbi Yechon. Menashe also Chuba, Shloshim, Shalosh Shana. He did Chuba for 33 years. The Chuba, Shteim, Asa Shana, the Master of Mokai. 12 years old when he became king. The Chamishim, the Chamishana, Molok, Mishaloyim. He ruled for 55 years. The Yas Asherah, Kasha, Asa, Achim, Melech, Yisrael. He made an Asherah like Achim did. Kama Molok, Achim, Esther, Matayat, Nishtin. How much was Achim ruled for 22 years? Menashe came Molo Chamishim Mechamish. Now Minei Esther Matartan that he served the Avodah Zarah. Pashul Uklasim Uklas 33 that he did Tshuva. Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shum Yechoy Ma'adach Tziv Ayish Me'elov Vayichotzer Loi. Now we have Vayichotzer Loi, but Rashi says it's a creek sieve. Vayichotzer Loi Miboy Loi. Malam Echosla Kadosh Baruch Hu Kimachteres Berakia Kadosh Baruch Hu make like a tunnel. To accept them in Tshuva because of Midas Hadin. At the beginning, it uses the word Bereshis. It doesn't use the word Bereshis for other kings. Was he the first kings ever? Wanted to destroy the world. It was such a big Russia. And he looked at his generation when his car died and he calmed down. The generation Tzitzkiyo was terrible. When his car died, Tzitzkiyo was a tzaddik and he calmed HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. The answer is Shai Bilad, the Limcha is Bilad Michoi. Could have stopped it, and he didn't stop it. The other Rabbi Yechon, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon Michoi, might have seen it says in the Pasuk, Ish Chokham Lishpat Es Ish Edel. A wise person is contending with a foolish person. Could have tried to stop them, correct. Avayda Zara, whatever that was going on in his generation that he was against, there were Averis.
Why didn't
he? I don't know. Obviously a tie on him. I knew the answer, then we wouldn't be a tie on him. Obviously whatever it was, it wasn't a valid reason. Something about Avayda Zara, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amishim, 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 what? I didn't hear what you said. I'm like that. I'm going to be honest with you. Says the pasuk, "Ish chacham nishpat as ish evil." A wise person is contending with a foolish person. The ragaz, he gets angry at him. The sochak, he laughs with him. Vei nachas, and Rashi learns vei nachas means, and they're not afraid. Meaning, he tries all kinds of different tactics, and it doesn't work. I'm not going to be ki asked the alochas. I got angry at alochas and the sata biad malchi domestic. I let him be conquered by the kings of domestic. What did he do? Zibuk v'kitul lehem. He goes serves their gods. Then he's going to be domestic. Domestic. I'm not going to be that hit him. Lehem ki lehem malchi aram. Hey ma'azrimaisim lehem. Ma'azrimaisim. The gods are helping them. Lehem esbach. I will shech to them. V'yazuni. They will help me too. Lehem ayloi lachshila lechol yisrael. And they caused more avayda zara. I was nice to Amatzia, but the Sati Malchi Adam Yadai. I let him conquer Malchi Adam. What did he do? Hey, Vilahem, Vishtach Vilahem. So he brings their gods, and he bows down to them. Shemar, Vahi Akwe, Vahi Ches, what does it say over here? Vahi Akwe, Vahi Amatzia, after Amatzia came, Hakas, Adaimim, Vayomis, Vahibene, I say, Vahibene, Vahim, he put him as Avay Dezaris, Lefnaim, Yishtach Vilahem, Yikotzer, bows down to him, and he offers to them. Amra Papa, Haidu Dami, Inchi, Bokalil, Lamar, Vilayada, Chaikil, Lamar, Vilayada. You cry to the person, he doesn't get what you want. You laugh to the person, he doesn't get what you want. Vahil, Lamar, woe to the person, the other being Tavla Bish, that doesn't know the difference between good and bad. They sat in the middle gate, but it's a lashon where they cut law. Where halacha came from. The place that the master hangs up his weapons. Taman Kubaraya, the disgusting shepherd, Kusatala hangs up his pitcher. We'll stop here Sunday morning 6:30.